Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the In Case You Miss It series for the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I'd like to wish a happy National Line Worker Appreciation Day to all of our Line Life podcast listeners. On July 10th, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, or IBEW, the National Electrical Contractors Association, or NECA, and the Edison Electric Institute, or EEI, are joining together to honor line workers. Celebrated each year, National Line Worker Appreciation Day honors the life and legacy of Henry Miller, the first IBEW president, and recognizes the more than 100,000 electrical line workers who keep electricity safe and reliable for hundreds of millions of Americans. More than 120 members of Congress are observing National Line Worker Appreciation Day by co-sponsoring bipartisan resolutions in the U.S. House and U.S. Senate to honor America's line workers. IBEW International President Kenneth W. Cooper said, "Line workers are America's true heroes. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through rain, winds, heat, and cold, they work tirelessly to keep power flowing to our homes, schools, hospitals, and businesses." On National Line Worker Appreciation Day, the IBEW joins our utility partners and elected leaders in recognizing their skill, dedication, and service to our nation. You can join the IBEW, NECA, and EEI by posting to social media to hashtag ThankALineWorker, and also make sure that you tag T&D World and also Lineman World on Instagram in your posts. And congratulations to all of you celebrating National Line Worker Appreciation Day. You deserve to be in the spotlight every day, but it's wonderful that you have your special day to celebrate. Now we'll move on to today's audio story, which is where the Line Life podcast first began. When we first started this podcast a few years ago, we wanted to bring EUO on the go, which were stories from the field-focused electric utility operations section. We're continuing that tradition by featuring audio stories on our podcast on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Also look for interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month. To subscribe to the Line Life podcast, all you have to do is go to linelife.podbean.com and click follow in the top right. You can also hit the subscribe link up on top to learn how you can subscribe to the Line Life podcast in other podcasting apps. By subscribing to the Line Life podcast, you'll be notified as soon as new episodes are available. Now I'm excited to feature another article that was in our February 2026 issue of T&D World magazine. Since we're right in the heart of storm season, I thought I'd share another article that focused on Hurricane Helene. Also, stay tuned to the Line Life podcast to listen to a narrated version of an article that I wrote about Winter Storm Fern. Now let's move on to today's audio story. For this episode, we're going to feature an article that appeared in our February 2026 issue of T&D World magazine. The title of this article is Lessons Learned from Hurricane Helene, How Appalachian Power Safely Scaled Mutual Aid. This article was written by Glenn Edwards, and it's narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. Lessons learned from Hurricane Helene: how Appalachian Power safely scaled mutual aid. Hurricane Helene exposed the limitations of traditional storm response methods, prompting Appalachian Power to adopt digital workforce management tools that enhance coordination, safety, and efficiency during restoration efforts. Hurricane Helene was the most destructive storm to hit AEP's Appalachian Power territory since 2012. It washed out roads, limited access, and across mountainous terrain, devastated entire circuits. But Helene is not an outlier. Utilities across the country are confronting severe weather, wildfires, and other major emergencies that are larger and more unpredictable than ever before. As conditions evolve, the old playbook for directing field crews is reaching its limits. What once worked for smaller, slower events now creates friction when hundreds of mutual aid crews arrive, needing clear, immediate guidance. Hurricane Helene made that reality unmistakable and highlighted how digital coordination is transforming restoration. Beyond bird dogs. For decades, storm restoration across the country depended on guides, often called bird dogs, who met incoming crews, physically led them to work locations, explained the job, and returned later with the next assignment. In an era of smaller storms, fewer outside resources, and limited digital tools, this approach ensured safety, helped crews unfamiliar with the territory, and kept restoration efforts moving. However, Helene's damage wasn't confined to isolated failures. Crews faced multi-point outages on the same circuit, limited access routes, and conditions that required real-time decisions on where to isolate, how to backfeed, what to prioritize, and when to request switching support. Under those conditions, escorting crews from job to job would have created significant bottlenecks, slowing restoration, and increasing risk. Going head-to-head with Helene required a different approach. The turning point was a shift from paper-based workflows to shared real-time visibility across crews, circuits, and coordinators. Using ARCO's workforce management solutions, we assign work digitally, eliminating the need for constant manual guidance. It enabled us to safely absorb 2 to 3 times as many mutual aid crews as in previous storms without creating new coordination bottlenecks. We were able to provide each crew digitally with GPS routing to exact work locations, a complete circuit view rather than a single trouble ticket, photos and notes from damage assessors tied directly to the outage case, and visibility into nearby crews, devices, and switching points. This shared context changed how crews worked. Instead of operating in isolation, they could see upstream and downstream conditions, identify opportunities for partial restoration, and coordinate safely with other crews on the same circuit. Critical details, such as the latest circuit maps, were always readily available. Maps updated as portions of the grid were energized, so crews could see where it was safe to work and where lines were live. This visibility improved awareness and removed the small, compounding delays that slow restoration, accelerating restoration with shared, real-time visibility. Unproductive time during restoration rarely shows up in a single moment. It accumulates through waiting, backtracking, and unnecessary travel. During Helene, digital coordination and workflows helped eliminate much of that friction. Crews quickly transitioned between jobs. Damaged photos improved material staging before leaving the yard. Circuit-level visibility reduced unnecessary patrols. With digital tickets updated in near real time, coordinators could see which crews were actively working, which were finishing their work, and which were ready for reassignment. Our digital workforce management tools connected crews and back office staff in real time. Rather than relying on end-of-shift updates, restoration progress was always visible. In past storms, identifying the source of a workmanship issue weeks later was often impossible. Today, digital records directly tied to restoration activities eliminate that uncertainty. As part of our post-Helene improvements, We are expanding the use of photo-verified repairs to confirm work quality and reduce repeat outages. Looking ahead. While bird dogs played a critical role in utility storm response for decades, Helene made it clear that these models can't keep up with today's storms. By replacing manual guidance and paperwork flows with shared digital visibility, we're able to safely scale mutual aid, improve coordination, and accelerate restoration across some of the most challenging conditions we've faced. In just 10 days, Appalachian Power crews and mutual aid partners logged more than 1 million work hours, replaced 1,485 poles, installed 471 transformers, and rebuilt 214 miles of wire. Storm response will always be complex, but Hurricane Helene showed that with the right strategy, technology, and process in place, scale becomes an advantage, not a liability. For more information about the Hurricane Helene response, make sure you go to linelife.podbean.com to listen to multiple episodes that highlight Duke Energy's response to not only Hurricane Helene, but also to Hurricane Milton. Now, here's a little bit about the author. Glenn Edwards is Manager, Distribution Systems at Appalachian Power. Thank you so much to Appalachian Power for sharing this story with our T&D World subscribers and Line Life podcast listeners. And if you've recently worked a storm and have a lot of stories that you want to share with our readers about it, make sure you reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on Instagram at @LymanWorld or on LinkedIn. Also, please share about 5 to 7 high-resolution photos of the damage caused by the storm, as well as of your crews in action during the response effort. I look forward to putting your crew in the spotlight. Also, while we're talking about storms, I wanted to preview one of the articles that will be in our 2026 T&D World Line Worker Supplement. While every line worker responds to storms when they come through their service territory, this article will shine the spotlight on those who frequently sign up for storm rosters and travel the country to provide assistance when communities and utilities are in need. The next feature will focus on linemen around the world. So if you are a Line Life podcast listener and you are working outside of the United States, I'd love to hear from you. For example, there is a team from New Zealand who's going to be competing for the first time at the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo. And Jimmy Marinus from Powerline Hawke's Bay will be one of the linemen who I'm honored to feature in this article. Another one of my stories will focus on line wives. And we haven't had an article on this topic since 2009. So I thought it was time to revisit this topic because so much has changed since that time. For example, now line wives not only have a big community at the International Lineman's Rodeo Week, but also through social media. The final article will be Training in the Trade, and it will focus on instructors who are preparing future line workers for a career on the line. If you're interested in participating in any of these stories, please reach out to me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn or on Instagram at @LymanWorld. And if you are listening to this and you're a line wife, make sure you come by the T&D World booth at the International Lineman's Expo, and we have a special temporary tattoo for you and for your kids. The one for you is a butterfly design with the words line wife. And then for your kids, it's of a monkey climbing a pole with a hard hat that has a Line Life logo. These two designs were created by Grace Chandler, the daughter of Nikki, who is our T&D World editorial director. So make sure you swing on by to get those temporary tattoos, and we also hope to have some t-shirts for those of you who come by the T&D World booth. Again, you can also participate in a recording for a future episode of the Line Life podcast by coming by the T&D World booth at the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo. Thanks again for listening to this episode, and I'd love to hear your storm stories. best practices, and lessons learned. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life Podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lyman Life Podcast.